Welcome to Fran Coach's Franchising 101 podcast series. Here we talk about all things franchising. What is it all about? Is it for you? How do you find the best one to own? And so much more. Now your host, Tim Parmeter.
Hello, everyone, and thanks for tuning in to the latest edition of Fran Coach's Franchising 101 podcast. I am Tim Parmeter, founder and CEO of Fran Coach, and your Franchising 101 host. Today, we are going to talk to one of our franchise partners. And the brand today that's joining us is an opportunity that hits both the real estate market, but also allows owners to work with other entrepreneurs. And these entrepreneurs are in an industry that is never going to go out of style. And possibly the word style was used on purpose with that as we get into this a little bit more. So first, a quick reminder of who we are before we talk about this amazing franchise opportunity. Fran Coach is a national search firm dedicated to working with individuals interested in owning a franchise. We are partnered with well over 600 of the top franchisors in the country, spanning nearly 70 industries. Our goal is to help clients find the absolute best franchise to own. And the goal of the Franchising 101 podcast is to help educate people on all aspects of franchise ownership. All right, so that's us. Now it's time for the good stuff. Joining us today for our featured franchise is not just, you know, some joker that works for the franchise. This dude is the president and the founder of the franchise of Image Studios. It is Mr. Jason Olson. Jason, thanks for joining us today.
Tim, thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
We are, I hope you're ready, brother. We, the goal of all of our guests, you know, was kind of like being on some cheesy talk show. We're probably going to make you bust out into tears at some point. You may need some therapy when we're all done with this. So I hope you're ready for some hard hitting questions about Image Studios, because I'm excited to learn more. But first, franchising is a people business, man. Tell us a little bit about Jason and how kind of you got into franchising, and really, like, how does one even figure out how to start a franchise, man? Tell us a little bit just about that journey.
Yeah. Again, my name is Jason Olson. I'm originally from Atlanta, Georgia. I live in Salt Lake City, where I've been here for the last 18 years. So my entrepreneurial journey started in high school in 1996. I started my first startup called streetlooks.com. I learned how to code and launched this website that was selling aftermarket car parts and accessories. And I ended up growing that for 7 years. I sold that in college. And while I was in college, then started my second startup. I was buying and selling cars through the student newspaper, and then ended up starting a car dealership, a used car dealership in Salt Lake City. Graduated college and just went full force into the automotive endeavor. And ran that, grew that like crazy. And then 7 years later, the 08, 09 recession hit that we all remember very clearly. It was very traumatic to be in the car business back then. And my little brother was my business partner, still my business partner in that dealership. But when that recession hit, it really turned us upside down. And I realized I loved being an entrepreneur, but I really didn't like retail automotive. It was just, I love cars and I was good at building these businesses, but I really started looking for how do I get into something that's much more stable, not retail. And I definitely want to try and manage less employees on the P&L. And one of my best friends came in to buy a car one day, and she was a hairstylist, and she pulled $20,000 cash out of her purse to put down as a down payment on an Escalade. And I remember at the time I was feeling, you know, I'm like two steps away from bankruptcy, and here she is pulling $20,000 cash out. And I could not believe my eyes. I just thought, I said, what are you doing to make money right now? Because everyone I knew during the recession was losing money, and lots of it. And here she is thriving. She goes, Jace, I know you're struggling right now as like everyone else is, but my clientele, my business is stronger than ever. And she was the first person I spoke to during the recession that wasn't in dire straits. And I had been secretly kind of hunting in my mind for what does my next move look like? But I want to get out of automotive. I want to get into something stable, scalable. And this is where, you know, I landed on the salon suite concept, where What we do is we take large retail space and then we subdivide it into individual salons or studios that we then lease back to beauty professionals like a hairstylist, barber, or a nail artist, or an esthetician. So it's a lot like WeWork or Office Evolution or any sort of executive office suite. But instead of office suites for startups, we build salon suites for beauty entrepreneurs. And so I got into this in 2010. I built my first location and it just was a massive success. And over the next 5 years, I built five more locations. And, you know, at that stage, my goal was, how do I keep scaling my brand? I really wanted to build a national brand. That had always been a big goal of mine. And franchising became, you know, a very logical next move. I was involved with a Goldman Sachs 10,000 small business program. And I went through that program. It's a wonderful 5-month course they put you through on how to scale a growing business. And it was at that program where my advisor said, "You have a franchise business, my friend." And I didn't know much about franchising, as most of us on the outside of franchising looking in, our first thought is franchising's for McDonald's, for its fast food or restaurants. It's just, that's the main thought that I think most people think of with franchising. And I would assume a lot of, you know, potential franchisees, people who are exploring this, probably think the same thing at first, which is, I don't know if food service is for me. I don't know. It's like, well, actually, franchising is everything. Franchising is a wonderful industry that allows a great idea and a proven concept to be licensed to the masses for other people to take advantage of. And I think really the beauty of franchising is, how do we collectively reduce risk and better our chances for success when we're looking at investing our hard-earned money into our next move, right? The next chapter of our career. And so I think my mind was, you know, really set off into how do we get this, you know, brand off the ground into a franchise concept. And it really came down to, you know, really making sure that the systems, the processes, the integrity of the operation was just triple checked and reinforced, because that's what people are really investing in when they buy a franchise. Yes, they get rights to the brand and to use the, you know, everything that is comprised of that. But what they're really buying is the operational intellectual property that takes years to perfect when you're running your own business. But instead, you get to tap and dial into this ready to go turnkey system that is just all things wonderful about franchising. So I've just really loved, you know, the last 13 years being in this industry. I actually, for the first time, you know, this is my third startup I've done, but it is the first time in my career I felt like I'm doing what I want to do when I grow up. You know what I mean?
Nice. That's awesome. I love how you just kind of talked about this comes up with basically everybody, is you just kind of fell into franchising, right? You didn't know. Most, just your experience is like almost everybody else, that they just have no idea what this is and how many potential opportunities. It's not all fast food, right? There's so many things out there. So I love that as well. And so one thing you talked about, so Image Studios is salon suites. So let's dumb that down. If for some reason, maybe somebody doesn't understand, like, okay, what is salon suites? Kind of what are those, like, kind of customers, if you will, and who might be rolling in there as a customer?
Yeah, let me define kind of why, salon suites, again, being we take large retail space that we subdivide and build out into smaller studios. So when you walk in an Image Studios, it's like you're walking into a mini mall of these one or two person beauty salons that are all built out and ready to go. So they're really beautiful, lots of glass. Everyone has their own little storefront. You know, on average, our spaces are about the size of what used to be a Blockbuster, about 6,000 square feet. And when you walk in one of those spaces, there's about 30 to 35 individual studios or rooms that you would walk by as you walk through the space. But, you know, beauty as an industry is highly creative, and creatives, artists, are highly entrepreneurial. Most artists don't dream of getting really good at their craft and then working for someone long-term. Most artists in any field want to get really good, make a name for themselves, but go out and do their own thing. So beauty is an interesting industry because it's a very skilled, technical industry, but it's highly, highly entrepreneurial. So when you look at the whole beauty industry as a collective, when people are surveyed when they're at beauty school, why are you getting into this field? The number one reason is because they want to open up their own salon or spa one day. So you have all of these people from the beginning driven for entrepreneurship. But the challenge with the beauty industry is there's not a lot of great options for starting a salon or a spa. It's very expensive. The build out can be incredibly high. There's also no business training you get when you're in beauty school. And so a lot of times it's really the barrier to entry to opening a traditional salon or spa is really high. And that's where what we do is the problem we solve at Image Studios is we provide turnkey, ready to go salon suites that people can rent and then operate their business from within almost the same day if they wanted to. So it's ready to go and operate. It's built out with cabinets. It has the shampoo station, hand sink, the styling chair, the styling station, locking door, you know, retail display shelving. What all the people need to bring is their talent, their clients, and their passion. And then together, we're an intoxicating formula for success.
Awesome. No, that's fantastic because I think any type of person that is more skilled, right? They want to do the work. They want to work. And in this case, they want to work with their clients, build those amazing relationships that people will come back over and over and over. But this is that kind of that hybrid of you get to work for yourself, build your own business, create it, have your own flair versus, you know, hey, you know, you're the next person, next butt in the seat at Great Clips or wherever, right? That's nothing wrong with that, but that's not that opportunity, right? And so, so that's cool. So then from an owner standpoint, do we need to have a background and understanding or be somebody that's in the beauty industry? What are you really looking for in an owner and kind of what are some of the things that they're really focused on a daily, weekly basis? Hey everyone, I wanted to take a quick break from our podcast to tell you about our amazing friends at Entrepreneur. If you're looking to become a franchisee or simply learn more about business ownership, and guys, let's be honest, you're listening to the Franchising 101 podcast, so we know you have some interest in this. And I really encourage you to go to entrepreneur.com to check out all of their great content and resources. Seriously, Entrepreneur has everything, all the way from a bookstore to the best podcasts, webinars, and videos, plus information on upcoming events and the latest articles that seriously, they cover all aspects of franchising and business ownership. If you're having trouble deciding which franchise is right for you, start with Entrepreneur's renowned Franchise 500 ranking, which highlights the best franchises of 2022. For 45 years and counting now, Entrepreneur has been and continues to be the most widely recognized and respected authority in the franchise market. Digital and print subscriptions are available, so you never miss out on anything. So seriously, what are you waiting for? Go to entrepreneur.com right now and learn more.
Yeah, good question. So experience in beauty is not a prerequisite at all. It's, you know, if people have it, it's always nice, but it isn't. I'm a car dealer getting into this 13 years ago, and you can imagine the questions I got from people was, what is a car guy getting into the beauty industry? And I, you know, what I would tell people was, I'm not pretending to come in and manage your business. That's not my job. My job is to run Image Studios or property management, essentially at our core. So my job is to make sure that you always show up to a beautiful space, ready to go, so that you can bring your clients, be proud to work here, and have a very hassle-free experience with the space that you're leasing from us. So we our job as image owners who are operating these in different locations throughout the country is to, again, build these beautiful spaces and then manage them, help people understand and learn about the concept through our recruiting process. And then once people move in and open a business at Image Studios, the key to success long-term is then treating people the right way. You know, you build it right, you fill it with the right people, but the ultimate part of that equation is now you got to treat them right long-term. And that's really the fun part of this business is you get to work with all your customer base are all entrepreneurs. right? So on average, you have 35 customers at a location that you need to sign a lease to get to 100% occupancy. But those 35 individuals are all entrepreneurs. And I'll tell you what, like, I'm probably partial, as I'm sure you are, Tim, but it's fun working with entrepreneurs because entrepreneurs have this tick to them that is really contagious. Entrepreneurs, we all are taking on risk, but despite the risk and the assessment we give to it, we still move forward. We have action behind the dream, not just the dream itself. And so when I get to work with other beauty pros who are starting their business at Image Studios, I'm getting motivated every day in my business running a franchise company by their success, because it is so contagious when you're in this collective entrepreneurial, you know, community. It's amazing.
Yeah. There's just we kind of use the initials FSO, right? It's like an entrepreneur, somebody's going to be a business owner. They know how to do FSO. They're going to figure stuff out, right? And sometimes the S word changes to a different word, right? But like if you can't FSO it, and it does. It just, there's an energy with that, right? I'm quite sure within the studios, those beauty professionals, you know, there's some synergy between them, even maybe being able to get referral partners or just, you know, like again, all sorts of different things that are really a positive for them as well. Right. So, if somebody's going to own a franchise, and it's McDonald's, we're going to own a cleaning franchise, whatever, we understand we need customers and there's going to be marketing that's going to go into that. And the franchise is going to help us with that. But this is a different customer, right? So I know I need to get people to come in and eat my cheeseburger. I know I need to get customers to go into their home to clean. Oh my gosh, now somebody's going to go, I don't know how to find beauty professionals to get them to come in to like lease this space, which again, people are going to have that question like nobody else has thought to ask you that, right? So talk a little bit about how that's done and all of the support that you guys are providing for a new owner to find those 30, 35 customers.
Yeah, this is the fun part of this whole process is the recruiting process, right? How do you find, you know, and retain good talented people from other salons and spas to come work at Image Studios and start their own business? Luckily, persuading people to start a business in the beauty industry is really not as hard as it sounds, because most people, when they get, you know, 3, 4, 5 years into the business and they start building a clientele, that is on their radar and they're looking for their next move of when they, you know, go do their own thing. But what I love about this is we're not necessarily looking for 35 beauty professionals. It's a lot harder to find the beauty professionals. But every person you talk to, most of them have a hairstylist or a barber or an esthetician. So you actually do an enormous amount of grassroots recruiting through networking, not necessarily, you know, you always want to try and find a hairstylist or a nail artist, but everyone has someone that they go to. And so what happens is we call this, you know, as an image owner, you are running for mayor of your town, which means everywhere you go, you find opportunities to bring up, oh, by the way, I'm starting a business. And everyone always is curious, right? They tell me more. And you tell them, and you know, what happens is you tell people about this really cool concept. Most people have never heard of it before, so they're blown away. But then at the same token, they go, the next thing most people say is, you know what? My hairstylist would love a place like this. My barber needs to be here. He's in a really dumpy barbershop. He's not happy. I should talk to him. And you're like, yes, you should. Let me give you my card. So you actually do a ton of recruiting through indirect recruiting, which is amazing because most everyone is tied to a professional. Whether or not they go to them for a service, they might be related to them. They might be a brother, a sister, a father, a mother, anything. But it's amazing what happens when you just start opening your mouth and telling people that you're starting a business. And this is true for any business. And whether anyone listening is buying a franchise or starting their own business, run for mayor, take every opportunity to just evangelize that you're starting a business. And we all love helping people out. And so when we find out someone's starting a business and they're looking to build, we all just naturally want to say, give advice and be like, hey, I got someone you might want to talk to. So just keeping the conversation going is key. Outside of the viral, you know, the grassroots side, we have really great targeted online campaigns that help find and serve up ads to beauty professionals that are on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook, which is also really, really effective because that's a they're always on there showcasing their work or, you know, posting before and after photos. So we've got a really great process to not only find them in person, but also then to start finding them digitally and then gearing all efforts of communication towards let's get them on site to tour these beautiful spaces because these spaces really make people's jaw drop.
So talk a little bit more about that because that's, I know a huge differentiator for Image Studios is that high quality, what the facility looks like, what kind of clientele you're looking for. Because there are like everything, people may not know this now, but you know, we know there's McDonald's, we know there's Wendy's, right? Hey, there's also Burger King, right? But there's also competition or others kind of in this space for salon suites, right? So, but there's a talk a little bit about some of the differentiators. And I think, because you've used a form of that a few times, right? These beautiful spaces, right? There is a talk a little bit about that difference you guys have and then how that kind of relates to finding those beauty professionals that want to be there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So again, beauty is a very aesthetic industry, right? It's very, beauty is very vain, right? So we going into this, we knew, you know, we need to design space that looks and feels like something you'd see in New York, LA, or Miami. And my vision for this from the beginning was how do we design to that kind of end result, but also do it very affordably? Because good design isn't always more expensive, but it has to be very well thought through. And so we've been working with killer architects and designers for 13 years to value engineer this gorgeous product that is no different in construction cost from any other salon suite out there. But on its face, it's an entirely different brand. And so when you look at an Image Studios and when you walk in, it is something you would think of seeing in like Beverly Hills or, you know, somewhere in Boca Raton, Florida. But, you know, we're bringing these beautiful spaces to all over Denver, Salt Lake City, Kansas City, St. Louis. And in a lot of these markets, they're not used to seeing really nice stuff like you see in some of the bigger cities on the coast. And so that experience, the customer experience of these spaces really helps sell. But, you know, that's just design alone. But the big differentiation too with Image compared to the rest of our competitive industry is most of our competitors, their studios are filled with about 85 to 90% hairstylists. And then it's, you know, 10 to 15% estheticians, nail artists. Whereas at Image Studios, we're 50% hairstylists nationwide and 50% aesthetics and nails, massage, makeup, and you know, medical Botox and other stuff. So Image Studios is a much more diverse tenant base. And what that means is instead of everyone under one roof being a competitor, it's actually a much more congruent, fluid space because a lot of the people there are now no longer direct competitors. They actually can share clientele back and forth. Someone that comes for a lash extension might go, hey, is there a makeup artist here? They introduce them to the makeup artist. And that person then says, hey, I'm looking for a great colorist. And they refer them to the colorist across the hall. And then they say, hey, I'm looking for something that does really good curly hair extensions. And they have a curly hair specialist that they refer to. And so like the cross-pollination that takes place is incredible. So when you look at, when you build a space and fill it with direct competitors, you can imagine you don't get a lot of community because you don't get a lot of interaction because there's not much to talk about because you're all competing.
Right.
Now, when you get a space like this where there's all sorts of different beauty professions under one roof, they're all networking, they're communicating, and they're building these referral alliances that just not only builds their businesses together, but it builds culture. And culture is the intangible part of a brand that is that invisible force that if you don't have culture or it's not good culture, no matter how good your brand is, no matter how good your process and your systems are, it's just not going to all come together because culture matters because culture is how we build our experiences when we're with, you know, patronizing a brand or interacting with people. And so I really, you know, you look at design as a big one, but again, that diversity of the tenant base is huge because of our brand and how we build our studios. And then also this cultural piece and community piece, which is huge. People are starting a business at Image Studios. They want to be a part of something bigger. When people quit a job to start a business, they don't want a boss anymore, but they definitely don't want to be alone. And that's the thing, is it can get lonely as an entrepreneur. And so when you're in a community of like-minded professionals who can teach, train, develop, and support each other in what they're doing, some magic happens. And that's really what makes it such a great place to go for people that are looking to start a business. And for people looking to, you know, own a business, imagine being, this is what you're over, right? You are over this community of like-minded entrepreneurs that you get to mentor, to support, educate, and empower on a daily basis without having to manage them, because you're not managing employees, because they're all business owners, which is really great.
Yeah. And obviously that diversity within the salon suites is huge. All those great things you talked about, but let's be honest, it's also better for you as the owner, because the happier those 30, 35 beauty professionals are, the longer they're going to stay there. Right. Again, that retention piece is huge. You mentioned something when you talked about your transition from the automotive industry into this, right? Like, man, tired of employees, right? And so a lot of people that are looking at a franchise opportunity now, you know, they can get a little spooked on things that have a lot of labor, or the fear of huge labor turnover, whether that's like ultimately the case or not, but that is definitely a kind of a preconceived notion. For you guys coming into as an owner of Image Studios, talk a little bit about what, if any, labor there really is that's kind of on your payroll, because it's incredibly minimal for that owner. So walk us through what that looks like a little bit.
Yeah, so Image Studios is definitely an owner-operator model that plays really well to semi-absentee. You know, a lot of our owners, a lot of them are, you know, husband-wife or spousal couples that one person's going to keep their corporate job for the time being. Someone else is going to then run operations and leasing, or you have a combination of all that. But the reality is it gives you a ton of flexibility to operate this business. And I always tell people, when I started Image Studios, I was still dealer principal over a very large dealership in Salt Lake City. So I fundamentally had to build a business that had so much flexibility on how it could be operated that I could still run my other company while running a startup. And there's not a lot of startups you can do that, because it's all hands on deck. In this case, all hands was me. And so this is what I love about the business, is the day-to-day is property management. So, you know, people are dropping into the space two or three times a week to say hi to everyone, check in, see if they need anything. You know, making sure that you know, everything looks tidy. But the only services, I won't even say payroll, because it's not really payroll, but the things that you pay for is like a janitorial crew, which is $10.99, and they come, you know, 3 to 4 days a week. And then you pay typically a repairman, a handyman, just on an as-needed basis when you turn a room or have some patchwork that needs to be done. And so I'll give you an example. When I built my fifth store in 5 years back in 2014, when that fifth store opened, I remember I was at lunch with my brother and I was just laughing because he's running the dealership. We've got 110 employees, tons of liability, and you know, inventory is changing every day. It's just a big headache. And then I'm over here, I've got 5 rooftops. I've got 200 tenants, beauty professionals that are, you know, paying rent at Image Studios at 5 locations. And I had myself, I had one full-time W-2 employee that was doing all the leasing and the accounting and the customer service for the business, so I could focus on growing the business. So she was the front end, you know, interacting with all the professionals. And then I had 2 janitorial crews that were $10.99 and 2 handyman crew that were $10.99. So 5 locations, 5 rooftops, 1 W-2, and 4 1099s. And those 1099s are pretty straightforward. You know, janitorial expenses they're pretty consistent. And repairs and maintenance is pretty straightforward. So talk about managing P&L was so much easier than managing a retail business P&L. and managing payroll costs. And you know, people want to get away from managing employees and payroll. It's not just an expensive thing. There's also a lot of liability with payroll. It's an ongoing moving liability target. And so it's just, it simplifies the business that allows you to scale super easily with a ton of stability, because your income is derived from contracts that are 12 and 24 months in term. So you just have so much stability, the ability to forecast much more predictably than any other business I've ever been exposed to, which is why we love it so much.
Yeah. Awesome. Then when you talk about the, you know, your one W-2 and then the four kind of contractors, well, those are your same thing as your tenants, essentially. Those are still entrepreneurs. Those are, you're working with other small business owners, right? So there's just a different level of interaction and reliability, even if it's, you know, janitorial. Well, you're talking to another business owner, right? So it just super simplistic from that standpoint. So, super cool, man. And Jason, I greatly appreciate all of your time. So I want to kind of throw one last kind of catch all at you and let you get on with your day, because I know you're busy. And there's probably a million ways we could go with this. So, but what else would you maybe want us to know about Image Studios that we haven't touched on yet today?
You know, I think one of the really critical pieces about this entire thing we're building is we've also built our Image Pro business training program that is basically an image university for beauty startups. And so when anyone joins the Image Studios brand as a beauty professional, they immediately get access to 100% free content that is done once a month nationwide on Zoom. And it's business training, consulting, it's education, ongoing education, and it's over critical topics in business that build a foundation of success, like, you know, managing expenses on a P&L, understanding break even, how to raise your prices, how to understand gross margins, how to plan and save for retirement, how to pay quarterly taxes, like all the things that new business owners go, wait, what am I supposed to do here? And in every situation, unless you are in a franchise or part of a larger corporate group, like you're probably just going to have to figure it out by trial and error. And so we, you know, with franchising, we make sure our image owners have everything they need to be successful. But we take that another level further, which is let's also support, educate, and empower our customer base, because the more we can enhance their experience, the more they patronize us with their loyalty by staying at Image long term. And so our whole philosophy is you can never be educated enough. We're so bullish on education. We want to make it free to the masses at Image Studios to really make sure that, and this is where as an image owner, people often wonder, well, how much do I have to provide for them in the sense of, you know, business training and coaching? And it's like, well, as much as you want, but we also provide all that as well. So you can piggyback on everything we're doing and leverage this content and this IP to add value to your tenant base as you build your own Image Studios. So I would say that's probably the big, you know, one of the other big things I want to make sure people know of is an education component that is really, really valuable.
Yeah, that's fantastic, because, and again, and you know, that doesn't always happen in other groups, right? And so, because in reality, you don't have to provide, your job is to provide that that great location for your tenants to come in, but to also be there as their support to help them learn more, grow their business, be more successful is that's just absolutely fantastic. So thank you so much for sharing that and really, really everything with this, Jason. So greatly appreciate you coming on today and talking to us about Image Studios.
Awesome. Tim, appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. And as always, for all of our loyal podcast listeners, we hope the Franchising 101 podcast continues to provide insight into the amazing possibilities that can be achieved as a franchise owner. If you'd like to learn more about Image Studios or any of the 600 plus franchises we work with, you can find us online, brandcoach.net, franchising101podcast.net. Remember, there's never any fee for our service, so reach out today so we can help you create your better tomorrow. Thanks, everybody, and have a fantastic rest of your day.
Thanks for listening to Fran Coach's Franchising 101 podcast. where our ultimate goal is to help educate you on all things franchising so you can create your better tomorrow.